You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
He stood 7 feet tall and 5 feet wide. He had a beautiful woman standing by his side. She could swing her axe just as hard as he could. She used to run and help him chop all the house wood. Who? The mighty Diddley. Mighty Bo Diddley. The mighty lumberjack. He had steel in his arm and he called it bone. He used muscles in his arm and he called them stone. Somebody said something about his bride. You know this cat was born to die. Oh, yeah. From a left hook and a whizzing right hand, sent this cat to his resting land. And leaves fell upon the ground. The same wind stirred up the clouds and snow appeared on down. Timber! The mighty lumberjack. Timber, they cry all day and all night. The mighty, mighty lumberjack. Some of them cried, some of them prayed again. Have no fear, that's Bo's axe sucking wind. The mighty Bo Diddley. The mighty lumberjack. Don't run away, because I'm still chopping trees, hauling timber. I'll be hauling timber from now on. Timber, a mighty lumberjack.
There's a song that really thrills me, an old time that somehow chills me. Daddy used to play it for the buxom lady who lived next door. From the room he locked me in, I could hear his foot a-tapping on the hardwood floor. How often Daddy played that song, but Daddy doesn't play it anymore. I love to hear the guilty rag played with great authority. You don't know what it does to me when you play that guilty rag. I love to hear the guilty rag. Childhood dreams return to me. I tingle with anxiety when I hear that guilty rag. I'm thrilled when I recall that I have fulfilled those death wishes that I had for my dear old dad. I love to hear the guilty rag on the ivories. It brings back bloody memories. They play that guilty rag. Jazz or rock or lilty, it makes me glad I'm guilty. Oh,
to all the honky-tonks we really got around. She's 5'2" with eyes of blue and pretty as a queen. I didn't know her pop was a city cop and she was just 15. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. I filed my income tax return, thought I'd save some dough. I cheated just a little bit, I knew they'd never know. I got some money back this year, like I always do. They'll have to catch me before I pay Internal Revenue. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. Just the other day, last thing that she said to me was, brother, you will pay. She said I'd pay her every week, I'd better never fail. I said, before I send you a dime, I'll die right here in jail. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? Trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me.
That was Free
Association.
Free
Association.
Free
Association.
Thank you for your participation.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wrapped up the free association portion of this evening's program. Thank you all very much, as Freddie said, for your participation. Speaking of participation, do not go take the radio obituary poll, because I apparently made a mistake and it's not working quite right. So, Freddie, why don't you take that down? We'll repost it when the time comes that I can get it fixed, because I can't fix it while I'm doing the show. It's too much. It's too much. So I'll get that together after the program tonight. So when you wake up in the morning, as you have your warm morning beverage, take the poll. Freddie's poll is perfectly fine to take in the morning. Of course, that's the Radio Obituary Retrospective poll I'm talking about, where you, the listener, get to tell me, Belinda, just what radio obituaries from the last radio obituary year you would like to hear retrospected in 2 weeks from tonight. Of course, next week we've got Chuck U in the house. He'll be taking care of things. And I'll be back the week after with said retrospective. In the meantime, it is the donations drive here at WMFO, so head on over to WMFO.org, click on donate, and show a little love for Bubbles in the Think Tank if you got the time, and the inclination, and the love that I just mentioned. Thank you very much for your support. I give to you. Each and every week, let me know how much you dig it. WMFO.org. But now it's time for us to move on to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We want to start off, as usual, by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And the initial radio obituary is for Giles Burton, the French musician and singer. He was a member of the punk band Camera Silence from 81 through 86, and perhaps maybe even a little bit better known beyond his significant success in the French punk rock scene. He may be better known for participating in a robbery on the Toulouse department of Brinks. With some other robbers, they prepared for 2 years in 1988, stole over 11 million francs, never fired a shot, and to this day, most of the money has never been found. He fled to Spain, though, and then to Portugal, and ran a record shop dedicated to alternative rock until he got busted. Giles Burton just passed away at 58. Fascinating story. It's our initial radio obituary for Giles Burton right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Post-initial radio obituary is for Bob Zanger, the American jazz pianist. Back in 1948, he won first prize in the Frankie Carl Piano Contest, which entitled him to perform at the Fox Theater in Detroit as an opening act on a vaudeville bill for Billie Holiday. that's nice. He was part of the Detroit jazz scene and played with artists including Donald Byrd, Charlie McPherson, Roy Brooks, Pepper Adams, and others. Bob Zajner just passed away at 81. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. By the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. The next radio obituary is for Maria Perrigo, the Italian television writer, animation artist, and the creator, along with her husband in 1959, of the character, the famous puppet character, Topo. Is it Gigio? We'll find out. She just passed away at 95. It's the next radio obituary for Maria Perrigo right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
per poter ballare devo io imparare. Viene allora Rosy qui con me e proviamo a fare un po' di twist. Tutte e due insieme noi li impareremo, tornando là, do di qua e di là. Io twist lo puoi ballare solo così, bapping giù e il continuo in su. Io twist lo sa ballare solo chi come me, quando sei io. Questo è il gioco twist e già si sa, imparare il duetto lo potrà, ed insieme al topo lo vorrà ballare, sì, perché non balli con me. Per un topolino come me, molto bello ballare il twist, per poter ballare devo imparare. Viene allora Rosy qui con me e proviamo a fare un po' di twist. Tutte e due insieme noi li impareremo, tornando là, lo di qua e di là. Mi congeri questo ballo e condoliamo. Questo è il topo twist e già si sa, imparare il gatto lo potrà, ed insieme al topo lo vorrà ballare, sì, perché non balli con me.
The ant penultimate radio obituary is for Wendell Bell. He was a futurist at Yale University, actually a professional futurist, if you can imagine such a thing. How do you get that gig? Professional futurist for over 40 years. The World Future Study Federation awarded him a Lifetime Achievement Award, and the Association of Professional Futurists selected his two-volume work, The Foundations of Futures Studies, as one of the 10 most important future studies books ever. Ever. Wendell Bell just passed away at 95. It's the pre-ant penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Take a look at a page from the future, we'd be sure. Take a look at a page from the future, you'd be mine.
We'd be sure.
We'd be sure.
Oh, so sure.
Oh, so sure. Of this sweet new thrill we feel.
We'd be sure.
We'd be sure.
Very sure.
Very sure.
That it's real.
That it's real. Oh, yes, it's real. Take a look at a
I'm fighting for a better future. I'm civilized, I'm not violent. The only thing wrong with me is I have hallucinations sometime. I can be a father. I can father a child. I want to build up my business and be a father. I want to marry a pretty blonde girl, 18 to 30. I'm 99% normal, and I just want people to give me a chance. And I want people to stop making fun of me when I walk funny. I'm a good man, and God wanted me here.
Ricky Bates.
The future is not as good as it used to be. The future is not as good as it used to be. Monorails above the city I was gonna love to ride. Tiny pills that you pop in your mouth with a 16-inch pizza inside. Jet-powered packs that you strap on your back and zip up into the sky. The future is not as good as it used to be. Picture telephones that let you look at to whom you are talking. Moving sidewalks take you to work so you don't have to do any walking. Landing pads upon your roof for convenient hovercraft docking. The future is not as good as it used to be. 20-hour work weeks and everybody speaking Esperanto. International worldwide government solving problems pronto. Colonies upon the moon and underwater condos. The future is not as good as it used to be. The future is not as good as it used to be.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Marie Laforêt, the French singer and actress, particularly well known for her work during the 60s and 70s. She also had Swiss citizenship, so sometimes you'll hear her referred to in that way. She accidentally started her career in 1959 when she replaced her sister in a French radio talent contest, and she won. She was spotted, by a director, and was immediately placed into a film. Went on to be in The Girl with the Golden Eyes, Saint-Tropez Blues, and went on to become a distinctive figure in the French pop scene in the 70s. Marie Laforêt just passed away at 80. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Une flûte magique j'ai trouvée, c'est vrai. Regardez et surtout écoutez.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Cahen Lajadou. She was one of the twin sisters of the legendary Lajadou sisters. They rose to fame in the 1970s in Nigeria. Released their first album in 1969, one of the only female acts in Nigeria's male-dominated music industry at the time, going on to become full-blown pop stars in the 70s and 80s, and even performed alongside Ginger Baker and his band Salt at the 1972 Summer Olympics in Munich. Cahen Lajadou just passed away at 71. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Ultimate radio obituary is for Fred Bongusto, the Italian light music singer songwriter, and composer. He was very popular in the 60s and 70s, composing the soundtracks of more than 30 films, including Day After Tomorrow from 68, The Divorce from 1970, Come Have Coffee With Us, also from 70, The Eroticist from 72, and on and on and on. I mean, really, if you just know, like, some Italian films, you're probably familiar with something that he did the soundtrack for. Fred Bongusto just passed away at 84. It's the ultimate radio obituary, and this is one, and I say this for Bob Cohen, our director of Minutia, who, by the way, did a lovely job, better than I did, apparently, working on the radio obituary retrospective poll, also known as Freddie's poll. But he would be interested to know that I probably spent way too much time on this obit, because he wrote some movies that Quartetto Cetra were in, and they did some of those songs, and I could not find any of them, none of them. But boy, did I give it a shot. I gave it my all. So that's probably why I messed up on the poll, because I spent too much time looking for that. It's a theory. Anyway, let's dive right in to the ultimate radio obituary for Fred Bongusto right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. malattina, una tazzina di caffè, a malapena riesco a mandar giù. Invece ti ricordi che appetito insieme a te, a The Dry. Guardavi solo me mentre cantavi Chinatown, l'orchestra ripeteva Shubidoo. Resta solo un disco per tornare giù da te, a The Dry. A malapena riesco a mandar giù. La gente guarda e ride, non è stata insieme a noi a Detroit.
Dolcese ti ho sussurrato, quella notte grande festa io ti ho dato mio cuore tutto l'amore, il mio amore è nato a Malaga, Malaga, il mio cuore resta Malaga. Grande festa, io ti ho dato mio cuore tutto l'amore, il mio amore è nato a Malaga, Malaga, il mio cuore resta Malaga. Ti ho sussurrato quella notte grande festa, io ti ho dato mio cuore, tutto l'amore. Il mio amore è nato a Malaga, Malaga. Il mio cuore resta a Malaga. Amore na tua Malaga, Malaga. Il mio cuore resta Malaga, Malaga. In quella casa dal patio antico, quante dolcezze ti ho sussurrato. In quella notte grande festa, io ti ho dato mio cuore, tutto l'amore. Il mio amore è nato a Malaga, Malaga. Il mio cuore resta a Malaga.
And that wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Fred Bongusto right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And it does wrap up tonight's episode. Of course, I won't be here next week, but Chuck, you, not Belinda, she's going to be in here taking care of you. And then in the meantime, between now and then, tomorrow that would be, I'll be getting the radio, what am I going to be doing? I'm going to be getting Freddie's pole fixed. The radio obituary retrospective poll. That's the one. It needs a little repair. I'll be getting that back up online. You'll find out about that over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group as soon as it is ready. My apologies for that. We get so excited. Where's my quality control? Then I'll be back in 2 weeks with the Radio Obituary Retrospective based on your feedback and my own selfish preferences. That's the Saturday following Thanksgiving. And we also want to thank one more time our director of Minutia, Bob Cohen, for all of his assistance in putting together the Radio Obituary Retrospective poll. Thank you, Bob. We're about to hand you over to Tom with Hypnopompia, but we'll see you online all week long and back here next week with Chuck U on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night. Sweetheart, good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, baby, I just can't feel right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby. I don't mean maybe, because I love you so.